Disclaimer: this book contains actual philosophical content hidden beneath layers of sarcasm, mockery, and irreverence. Any educational value you may extract from these pages is purely intentional, but will be firmly denied if confronted by members of academia. The author has made every reasonable attempt to accurately explain philosophical concepts while simultaneously suggesting they might be nonsense. If these two goals occasionally conflict, the author regrets nothing. No philosophers were harmed in the making of this book, as they have all been dead for a considerable amount of time and are thus beyond harm. Their legacies, however, may require therapy. This book is not a substitute for reading the original philosophical texts, but let's be honest, you weren't going to do that anyway. The publisher and author disclaim any liability for philosophical crises, existential dread, or sudden urges to speak in incomprehensible jargon that may result from reading this book. If you begin using terms like dialectical, difference, or the hermeneutics of facticity in everyday conversation, please seek immediate help. Dedicated to everyone who's ever nodded along in a philosophy seminar while understanding absolutely nothing. Genuine academic disclaimer: while this book takes a humorous and irreverent approach to explaining philosophy, the core explanations of concepts, historical context, and influence are factually accurate. The author has made a good faith effort to present philosophical ideas correctly before proceeding to mock them mercilessly. The jokes, analogies, and contemporary references are intended to make difficult philosophical concepts more accessible and memorable, not to replace rigorous understanding. Readers seeking a complete and nuanced understanding of the philosophical systems presented are encouraged to consult the original texts and scholarly commentary once they've stopped laughing. All exaggerations, simplifications, and instances of comedic license are intentional and in service of both humor and clarity. The author acknowledges that philosophical traditions are more complex and potentially valuable than any single interpretation can convey. Introduction. Welcome to the Cartesian Dumpster Fire. Welcome, dear reader, to the psychological slow-motion train wreck that is René Descartes' philosophy, a tale of obsessive doubt, baseless confidence, and spiritual paranoia so profound it somehow got tenure. Descartes, bless his overactive frontal lobe, decided one day that everything he knew might be fake. His senses? Untrustworthy. The external world? Possibly a dream. God? TBD. His body? Questionable. Reality itself? One elaborate hallucination, probably curated by an evil demon. Rather than take a nap like a normal person, Descartes turned this metaphysical panic attack into a philosophical method radical doubt, which essentially means throwing every belief into the existential trash to see what, if anything, doesn't catch fire. And what doesn't burn? Thinking. That's it. Not feeling, not perceiving, just thinking, as if that alone justifies anything beyond an annoying Twitter presence. And voila, I think, therefore I am. The ultimate philosophical, well, at least I still exist move. Inspirational if you're into intellectual survival instincts disguised as metaphysics. This book is your guided tour through Descartes' legacy of epistemological overkill, mind-body melodrama, and God as customer support for logical consistency. We'll break down his arguments, mock his conclusions, and explore how one Frenchman's personal trust issues became the bedrock of Western philosophy. This is going to be stupid.